the opportunity to lobby elected officials or whomever, that was part of our responsibility to keep in the forefront what we wanted to do as an association. And so, I'm just telling you from my point of view, having been associated with the union and being an executive officer, that was the expectation wherever we went. So, this job doesn't preclude us from not being able to make a living. And I'm fortunate in that, I did my stint, now I have other responsibilities, but I just needed to say that out loud.
Right, and I know this is going to be twisted around, because those that want to say negative stuff are going to say it no matter what you do, but I will say that Mr. Segura has worked harder for this district than some other, anybody else, on behalf of the district and on behalf of the students. His time goes well beyond board meetings. That he spends building collaboratively with groups across the district, bringing in opportunities for students. So I think that you don't understand what it's like to be in our place. You don't, $700 sounds like, maybe that sounds like a lot to you, but what we do.
That's not the issue.
Well, please, I'm talking now, it's my turn, okay? I interrupted you, so I'll let you say one more thing if you want after I'm done. This is, and I don't know for sure, but I can honestly say that he advocates for us, for this district, a lot. And hardship may be interpreted by you or by somebody else in a way. This board has the ability, and we have the authority to interpret it, that for us, for our district and for our students. That's our role, is to interpret the policies that we have in place and to apply the rules and regulations and make those decisions based on what we believe is correct.
Ms. Hall, and I missed something, I'm sorry. Section E of that policy, which was adopted in 2002, allows this board to do an increase in compensation of 5% annually above the limits listed, and that is allowed by law. So we need to look back at what year you adopt this policy, but this policy, this law was adopted in 2002, so the scaling rate of 5% each year, should you so decide, we wouldn't be above that limit. So I did want to just let you know that. Again, this is normal life. We don't automatically give advice from at a board meeting. We wait and actually give a full opinion, which is what I'd like to do, but I did want to clarify that.
Are you talking about compensation?
Yeah, I just want to make sure before we leave that point that there isn't a thought that we are.
And we haven't done that, right? Since we've been elected and taken office, we've never given ourselves a raise.
The amount is allowed to be.
Yeah.
Right. So whatever that compensation was, that was established before we took office.
So President Hall?
Yes.
So I'd just like to add something really quick. I'm not going to get dragged down in any of this like people want me to, but I'll just state that I do a lot of work, and I really put a lot of time in on behalf of the district. And I could tell you, when I did have dinner, and the real only reason why I didn't make the meeting, I was planning on coming here that day until I got asked to have dinner with probably the next governor of California. And I did speak with him on school issues and regarding the Sweetwater, regarding to the whole state. So I did have that discussion with him. So just to let you know that, I'm not gonna, I'm just gonna leave it right there. So thank you.
I feel and Mr. Payne, if you want to finish up, I hear what you're saying.
The issue is what he does with the district is not a question. That's not a question. The issue is, was he doing district business on jury duty, or had some sort of hardship on August the 13th.
The hardship can be interpreted by us by saying he couldn't get off work, all right? I mean, that's our prerogative as a board to make that interpretation. I do believe that. Isn't that correct?
Your policy doesn't say that. So you need to spell out what hardship is in your policy.
No.
Yeah, you do. You do. I mean, you can't just randomly say, oh, it's a hardship.
I understand you guys are frustrated. And you pick on Mr. Segura all the time, every chance you get. So I mean, this is a prime opportunity for you to do that.
No, I pick on all of you. Equal.
So, I mean, I understand what you're saying. I really can say that for everything he does, this doesn't even come close to covering or compensating him. But we did... We did have a motion or asked by Mr. Solis to delay this to table it till next meeting or
to
postpone it.
Yes, so we can get the meeting of hardship from our council.
The actual policy says a member may be paid for meetings he or she missed from the board by resolution finding that he or she was performing designated services for the district at the time of the meeting or that he or she was absent because of illness, jury duty, or a hardship deemed acceptable by the board. Mm-hmm. So that's what we need.
And that right now is what it says is deemed acceptable by the board. If you as a board, Mr. Solis, ask me to go see if there's legal interpretation of what hardship means, I'm happy to do that. But right now, the board policy clearly states as deemed by the board.
Okay, so I have a motion by Mr. Solis to table this. Do I have a second on that motion?
I'll second.
Wait, you want to do it? Is that procedural, what I just did?
No, I just was clarifying. He made a formal motion to withdraw.
No, he didn't.
That's what
not
I'm
to withdraw.
Mr. Segura or myself?
No, you.
No, I didn't.
So we wouldn't take any action. It wouldn't be a motion to table, right? It would just, no.
He didn't make any formal motion. That was what I was trying to say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Making the motion to hold it over while we get a definition from Ms. Carbucci, a legal definition from Ms. Carbucci.
I think where Mr. Casado is going is absent a motion, if you just chose not to take action, that would be tabling it. We don't need to take
motion. Oh, okay. Sounds good. We'll leave it at that. Thank you.
So, I said I would entertain a motion, so as long as nobody motions.